Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Sheely's with us, normsheely.com, normsheely.com. And that's where you can order your vitamins, minerals, supplements, books. And I get Youth Formula. And my daily vitamins from Dr. Sheely. I go right into the clinic in Springfield and I buy them there. I suggest you consider getting yours now. Dr. Sheely, I just read an alarming statistic. So from the year 2001 to 2010, the average number of hypodermic needles used per year in America, 4 billion. 4 billion. And then it almost doubled after 2011 to 7.8 billion disposable hypodermic needles used per year. Now, I'm certain that they get recycled and made into new needles, right? These things are made out of stainless steel and they won't decompose for millennia. They're here to stay. 7.8 billion of them a year. And that's just the United States. Dr. Sheely, is that alarming? Or what?
Well, yeah. I mean, what the hell is going on? I wonder how many of those are used in medicine versus outside medicine. Do you know whether those used in you know, by drug dealers or drug takers versus real people?
I do. I do know the number. Now, it was about, from 2001 to 2011, about 500,000 per year illegal hypodermic needle uses. Now, well, up at 2011, which is almost 10 years ago, it was 1.5 million, so three times as many. So 1.5 million illegally used, discarded hypodermic needles from illegal drug use. And if you think about it, what's the likelihood of those going in landfills or the ocean? Almost 100%. It's going one place or the other.
By the way, did you see the article yesterday that some company is now making highways, roads, out of used plastic bags instead of asphalt?
Yeah.
And well, it lasts three times as long.
Let me explain my understanding of roadways. So we start out with crude oil. And we have fractional distillation. So what happens is we cook it, and we have a pipe that goes vertical. And at different heights, there are taps. And the taps are used to extract the boiled off, if you will, crude oil. So the lowest part of the pipe, the vertical pipe, would be the heaviest of the petroleum products, you know, thick, gooey stuff. Then heavy oils. And then at the top would be very, very light petroleum products. Gasoline is near the top. Diesel is a little bit lower. engine oil is a little bit lower than that. And so that's how it works. But the bottom, when you're done cooking all of this petroleum, this crude oil, you're left with some black goo. And what they do is they make roads out of that. They add some crushed stone, and that becomes blacktop. So why? What would we do with plastic bags? Well, naturally, we need to make roads with them, add them in. But here's something else that we add in. Broken glass. So when you have those wine bottles and those jars and you bring them to the recycling center, you think that they're going to make new glass out of it. Maybe. But a lot of it goes into being crushed as the replacement for stone. And that's why sometimes you see the roads sparkling when they're freshly paved. Because it's crushed glass in the roads. So I don't know. I think there's a better use for glass than that. I think that would be have just standardized jars. You know, let's say a mayonnaise jar, you know, a quart, half quart, maybe 4 ounce, maybe 1 ounce, and all the lids are the same for each size. And if you want wine bottles, there's only one size wine bottle, unless it's a gallon. So you get a gallon or a fifth, and that's it. And then beer is in recycled glass bottles. Soda, if you happen to want to poison yourself with that, recycled glass bottles and recyclable. So, you know, I saw an old TV show, Dr. Sheely, and there on the counter was a bottle of Pepsi. And the guy was fumbling with the can opener or the bottle opener to get the cap off. That's what we used to do. And then we would recycle them. You pay a deposit, then you bring the bottles back, and they'd be washed and refilled. We didn't throw them away, but that's what we do now.
Vents are the bottles for wine and food made in China today?
That I don't know, but I would bet that pretty much everything is. There used to be a company on the East Coast called Libby Glass, and they made jars, but I think they closed. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Sheely.
Good morning, guys. Dr. Sheely. Vince, all these years I was thinking that sparkly thing on the road when I was driving, I thought I was headed to Oz, but I have not ever got there. Actually, what I had was, I apologize if you've already covered this. I haven't been able to tune in till now. But, Dr. Sheely, I had a question for you on this coronavirus. Have you ever in your entire career ever heard of a virus that had a 14-day contagious incubation period?
Well, no, but look, everything we've heard about this virus is debatable at best. Have you heard anything that's a stable fact?
Well, no, everything is speculation pretty much. Anything that comes out of China, you have to take with a grain of salt, you know, and it has to weigh about 5 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've learned. We've learned from this coronavirus that we can't believe anything that the Chinese say. Nothing. We can't believe their numbers. We can't believe that the ingredients for that they sell the United States manufacturers for dog food, we can't believe that is safe. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Finelli, during the top of the hour break, I went into the kitchen at the farmhouse to see Mrs. Finelli, and she said she was reading what companies say about their supplements. Things like, and this is a recap, this is not verbatim, but things like we test our products. We test them for bacteria. We test them for yeast. We test them for toxins. But they don't say they make them. So what these companies have become, these American companies, are their bottlers. They buy bulk and they put it in smaller containers. That's what they do. And there's a company in Springfield, Missouri, where we get our steel 50-gallon or 55-gallon barrels that we use here at the farm. And they come from Africa. and food products come in them. So what this company does is they buy the syrup or the ingredients in 55-gallon barrels, and then they decant it into smaller sizes, and then they sell it on eBay. So if you think that, you know, some company in Springfield, Missouri is actually growing and making these products, you're probably mistaken. Now, how do we know? Because we have the barrels. And let me tell you, do you think they're stainless steel barrels or glass? No. They're steel. And what's on the inside? Paint. They're painted so they don't rust. From Africa. Y'all ready to get sick? I'm not kidding. I've got the barrels here. I've got six of them. And we don't put food in them, but I'm sure people have eaten the products that come from those barrels. Kyle, have you ever heard of anything like that, or did you ever suspect that?
I have never heard of it before in my life, Vince. First time for me. I just was curious about one other thing, and I apologize if you guys have already covered this on this coronavirus. Dr. Shealy, have you heard anything? Like, they say that the normal flu has a death rate of like 0.1%. But they also say that this coronavirus has a death rate of 2 to 3%. Again, the huge grain of salt. But if that's true, that means that it has a 20 to 30 time more, it's more lethal than the normal flu. And I was just wondering, have you heard, or do you have any way of finding out anything on those things? Because I've heard that it has some kind of a receptor to this flu that is in the lower parts of your lungs, and it affects Asians worse, seemingly, than it does, because according to what I've read a little bit and heard, the Asians tend to have more of this type of receptor in their lungs than everybody else. And I was just curious if you'd heard anything like that.
I have heard nothing that I consider fact since the beginning of this particular demonstration, if you will, of worldwide terror. I've heard nothing that anybody could consider a fact.
Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about an atomized colloidal silver inhalation as a therapy should someone get this? Is there any indication that would be dangerous, or is that something that should be considered with the appropriate research?
Again, I don't think we're ever going to know until it's over one way or the other.
Okay. Would you consider
this kind of thing would take months. You don't do it in a week or two.
Okay. Kyle, have you heard, or Dr. Shealy, have you heard that the government of China is now encouraging those who live in China of turning neighbor against neighbor? What I'm saying is there is a reward. If it were in U.S. Federal Reserve notes, it would be about 140 of those. 140, we'll call them dollars, if you turn in someone who has the symptoms of the virus to the government. That's how serious this is. Gentlemen, if you can stay, we should talk about that. That's how serious this is. This is not a joke. This is the real deal.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's with us. Kyle's with us in Montana. Dr. Shealy and Kyle, in China right now, there's a bounty of 1,000 yuan. It's about $140 for each person reported by the residents to the government. So if you suspect, if a person suspects someone of being in Wuhan, and they are potentially contagious, there's a $140 reward for turning them in.
it's getting beyond comedy. The whole situation.
Well, it's got to be very, very serious for that. And not only is there a reward, but the residents are tearing up their own roads to prevent others, outsiders, if you want to call them that, from coming in. This is like Survivors, the series from BBC that I gave as homework over a year ago. Homework that you should watch, this series, BBC series, 1970s, called Survivors. And then there's a newer one. And that was homework as well. And then Jericho was another one. And then The Walking Dead was another homework assignment. If you tie all these together, that and the stand, that is the coronavirus. That is what we are facing. So, Kyle, any comments about tearing up roads? Makes sense to me.
Well, except that, you know, if people, you know, Vince, I have seen this throughout my whole life, and I'm sure you have too. People, you will see, that people see something. All of a sudden, then it dawns on them how serious it is. Okay, this is like prepping or anything else. It's what's going to happen. My dad used to say, Americans wake up when their guts are out. So what happens is, because he was in Korea and dealt with a lot of terrible stuff. Anyway, they you see something, and then there's a realization process where they see how serious it is. But what they do then is the pendulum swings to the whole other side of complete emotional reaction rather than conscious, logical reaction. And to tear up the roads means also that no help is coming. That if you've got somebody in there that's got that, and this thing has a 14, if it does have a, 14-day incubation period, you've just sealed your doom for the whole place. I had another question, Vince. I had heard a report that if you took all of the provinces, and I don't know, like I'm not on the internet, so I don't know how to find, I don't really care about finding out all this stuff totally because it's not affecting me right now. But, I mean, it is in the sense that I'm buying auto parts, the things that I think I'm going to need that I know only come from China. I bought a whole bunch of them just last week. Anyway, I've heard that if you take all the provinces that are affected, that they've closed off or trying to quarantine, that it affects a total of close to 60 million people. Have you heard or read anything like that?
Yes. Yes, that is the number of about a week ago, and now it's way bigger than that. And there's another report. Let's see if I can find this. They're saying, let me see if I can find it. Okay, this is on Zero Hedge headlines. In shocking admission, World Health Organization advisor says coronavirus may infect over 5 billion. That's with a B. People. 5 billion people. And right now,
Can you imagine?
That's how,
let's just say that is complete emotional reaction, that it's just hype, okay? But China's 1.3 or something like that billion people.
About 1.5 now.
Yeah. But let's think, what would happen if just 400 million of those people died.
Oh, just think about the smell. Just think about where you're going to get all the fuel for the backhoe. Backhoes to dig the graves or the fuel to burn the bodies. We'll be right back. And David, I see you're on hold.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 1,000 former Justice Department officials calling on Attorney General William Barr to resign for overruling the sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone, a longtime ally of President Trump. Stone convicted of witness tampering and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Barr says he acted independently of President Trump, who has vocally rejected the investigation as a hoax. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Attorney General has compromised his department's commitment to impartial justice.
Barr has done Trump's bidding instead of protecting rule of law, which is what an Attorney General is supposed to do.
Nearly 400 Americans have been evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan and flown back to the U.S. The Department of State confirms 14 people among them have tested positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it.
You've
got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Kyle's with us, David's on hold, and Dr. Norman Shealy is in the front of the classroom. Quite some time ago, I mentioned Jericho, the television series, and I said, you have to watch it. It's required homework. And we were talking with Kyle and Dr. Shealy about digging up the roads. What's happening in China is the residents are digging up their own roads to prevent outsiders from coming in. In Jericho, that happened, except it wasn't a road. It was a bridge. And what the town was going to do is blow up the bridge that led to the town. Now, after the apocalypse, building a bridge is going to be really hard. It's actually not going to happen for a long time, maybe a century. So what the people of Jericho were going to do. Some wanted to blow up the bridge and prevent the outsiders from coming to Jericho. Others said, "Are you kidding? This is the way we get to the world from Jericho. This is the way we go there," which is exactly what Kyle was saying. So it's a real serious problem. But in China, that's what the villagers are doing. They're digging up the roads because they don't want to die. And I understand that too. Here's just a thought. Let me say this quickly, and I cannot tell you why I'm saying this. I know why, but I can't tell you. So let me say it this way. Got 22s? Got boar ciders? By the way, boar ciders are made in China. You can still get them in the caliber of your choice. And I suggest you consider going to the RK Gun Show if you're in near Lebanon, Missouri. That's this weekend. Look up the gun shows, and I think I might attend one of them. So those are some thoughts. And also, what is the biggest threat to people getting sick in the planet today, or on the planet today? Airplanes, number one. Ships, number two. Number three, transportation. Number four, international companies importing goods. That's my list of how people can get sick the fastest. Those industries. Airplanes, ships, transportation, and international companies importing goods. And that's what's happening.
You know, Ben, I got one more thing to say. I agree with you completely. I really do. Always have, pretty much. About 99% of all we talk about. I got one more thing, and then I'll let Dave get on here too. Folks, for the flu and the regular cold, and this I'll tell you right up front, this is not for the faint of heart, but it does work. You were talking about putting colloidal silver in and breathing it in. We have done that, but the best effective treatment we have found for practically killing colds or anything like that in a very short order is to take a cup of boiling water and put one drop or two, or you could do two, but usually one or two drops is enough to drop it right on top of that boiling water, put a towel over your head, and breathe in those fumes. Now, I will tell you for a fact, it is not for the faint of heart, but it will work.
A drop or,
it is.
A drop or two of what? A drop or two of what?
Oregano oil.
Okay.
Put a drop or two of oregano oil in that hot boiling water, and then breathe the fumes in. Try to put a towel over your head so you can get as much of it as you can. But like I said, it's rough, but it will work. It's amazing how that works.
And are you saying for a pneumonia, or are you saying for a cold, or are you saying a respiratory infection? What are you saying?
A respiratory infection, a cold, flu. I've never tried anything like that. We've never had a pneumonia. My wife and I never have had that. So I don't know that it'll work for that. I haven't tried it. But I do know for colds, flu, respiratory infection, sinus infection, it even works for that, too. It really helps. It's amazing.
Dr. Shilley, your thoughts.
Go ahead.
Well, obviously, I have no way of knowing. As long as you don't burn yourself, it would be safe.
Okay. Kyle, one of our other instructors, Kurt Wilson, has said exactly the same thing. So there's two.
Okay.
There's two instructors that have said that. Now, Kurt Wilson, I don't believe, has said that on the air, but he said that to me privately on the phone. So there's got to be something to it. So, class, do your own research, okay? Go to DuckDuckGo as a search engine, if that's the one you want to use, and do some research and see what you come up with. So, as always, don't believe anything we say. And that's just a legal disclaimer. We tell you the things that we do. But if you get hurt, don't come back and beat us up. Do your own research, please.
Yep. All righty. I'll see you, Vince. I'll let Dave get on here.
One quick question, Kyle, very quickly.
Sure.
Have you ever used a Borsider? Have you ever used
all
a Borsider?
Constantly, yeah, you bet. I've got two or three of them.
Okay, and are they the kind that are the size of a cartridge that you put in that have a laser that fire a laser beam out the barrel and you can aim it at the target and adjust your scope to that red dot on the target, and that'll get you pretty close to where you need to be without wasting ammunition? That's what a boresighter is. Is that the kind you use, or do you put the, or use the kind that you stick on the end of the barrel?
I have both, Vince. The one that I have, in all honesty, the one that I have found to be the most accurate is that old design that you stick into your bore, and it goes and it gives you a little target that you look through with your
right.
Scope, and you adjust
right.
it on the end. I have found that to be, at least mine, I don't know about everybody else's, but mine happens to be extremely accurate. If I get it dead on in that little picture, I'm usually within 2 inches at 100 yards of what I'm aiming at.
Okay, very good. Kyle, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. See you then.
David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
How you doing? You had to talk about burning bodies. I tell you what, if somebody ever smells it and is around burning flesh, it's something you don't want to do again.
I agree. And my dad, coming back from World War II, he was in the Philippines, and he was around that stuff, and he was a sergeant, and he said, "Son, you will never forget the smell of rotting flesh." Now you could say that as bodies, you know, as a result of war, the dead. Oh, it's just unbearable. And if you think about that, that's where we're headed. Actually, China's there now. And if you think about burning bodies, that's what's been done for 1,000 years or more. So when people have a disease and it's contagious, the bodies get thrown on a pile and they get burned. They get burned with wood and whatever fuel. That's what happens. Dr. Shealy, is that the best way, or is there better?
I've experienced it in India, where on the banks of the Ganges River, I witnessed 3 cremations, if you will, and it wasn't so bad. Because I got there when they were pretty well, you know, almost down to skeletons.
Well, I can tell you that we have, in the wintertime, like if a cow dies and we put it in our outside wood furnace to dispose of the dead body, it smells for days, and it's not pleasant. It's not like a barbecue, that's for sure. David?
Yeah, the first time I smelled human flesh burning, I was white as a ghost. I almost collapsed. I just couldn't handle it. No. But anyways, I need to ask, we're going to order some of your vitamin D, but beforehand I wanted to find out what, because vitamin C is something we haven't really, I know we should have put it in our, you know, supplement, but we haven't. But what vitamin C do you recommend? Do you carry it so I can maximize my shipping?
Well, I use Dr. Sheedy's youth formula, which contains 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams of MSM, a little bit of molybdenum, and a trace of beta-1-3 glucon. And you take 4 of those a day. And I've been on that for years.
Okay. And you have that. Now, I take it they brought up, I believe Kyle is his name, he brought up coil of silver. You don't carry that, do you?
We do not carry that.
Okay.
I personally used to use a lot of it and recommend Argentin 23, Argentin 23.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
I was going to prepare a kit for sale at USA Prepares for $20 years ago, but there was so little interest in it that I gave up. It didn't make sense to manufacture this kit. But for $20 you could make your own colloidal silver. And what I was going to suggest to our class is, you know, you can buy a fine wire and use that as the electrode. So what you do is you take a quart jar, a mason jar, and you put water in it, distilled water, and then you put these two fine wires and 27 volts of battery current, direct current, and use a resistor to limit the amount of current, and, you know, several hours later you have colloidal silver. Well, you need a total dissolved solids meter to test that, and you get those from, guess where? China. And that will tell you how many parts per million of colloidal silver you have. Now, I was thinking, so that's what most people recommend on the internet, but I think there's a better way. And that better way would be using government minted. This is one place where I think the government does a good job. And this would be the Canadian government. They have Canadian silver maples. It's 1 ounce of quad 9, so 0.9999 pure silver. That's as, pretty much as good as it gets. And you can buy them, and then you could dip part of, use an alligator clip. Now, you don't want the alligator clip to get into the distilled water. You want to keep that above the distilled water. And so you suspend the Canadian maples, the silver maples, in the distilled water and use two of those. And then when you're all done, I mean, you still have the maples. You can always use them for silver. Okay, they're still silver. They'll be just a little bit less each time that you make your colloidal silver. But you're not taking that much weight off them. They hardly even notice after a first couple of uses. You probably wouldn't even notice except for maybe some discoloration. But that's how you can begin the study of making your own colloidal silver generator. And that's what I would suggest you consider doing. Now, don't believe me. I suggest you do your own homework and see if it makes sense. But it makes more sense to trust the Canadian Mint for the purity of the silver than it does to trust some guy on eBay and buy some wire that he's cut off a big roll that who knows where it came from. Right? Those are my thoughts, David. And yeah, that's exactly right. David, please stay with us if you'd like. Dr. Sheely and I'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, for weeks now, we have been advising that you pay attention to the supply chain. We've been saying that it comes from China, whatever it is, either in part or in whole. And if you think you need it, you ought to get it before it becomes less available. And I believe I'm already seeing cracks in the supply chain here in the United States. Think just even automotive parts. I'm just going to give you one quick example and then back to David and Dr. Shealy. If you go to AutoZone and you buy an oil filter for whatever car you have, Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, doesn't matter, and it has the AutoZone brand on it, STP, they're made in China. If you buy some Fram filters, some of them, if you open up the box, it says made in China. If you buy some Fram filters that are bright orange and they're spin-on filters, some of them, for the old standard sizes, the common ones, made in China. Not all of them, but a lot of them. A real lot. Probably, I'm thinking, more than half. So keep that in mind. That when, if you think there's always tomorrow, there is not always tomorrow. David, any comments?
No, I agree with you. I mean, everything's selling out quick. I mean, I'm seeing everything selling out quick, too, and waiting. I've even seen people trying to just buy other things and putting pre-orders in, and their orders are canceled, and they have to pay more. So,
Are you talking about on the Internet? You're seeing orders canceled?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're okay. Having problems with supply. Some people are saying there's problems with supply and demand, especially with, you know, things like ammo or situations where some of that, if they can't, the supplier can't get it, they have to get it again. Now they have to pay a higher price for it, so the prices are going up a little bit. It's just something that...
Okay,
anyways.
One of our class went to a gun show in Kansas City over the weekend. It was absolutely packed. I was not there, but it was absolutely wall-to-wall, the arcade gun show. in Kansas City, Missouri. So, Dr. Shealy, any comments about what you think we should do medically or physically or whatever kind of preparedness?
Well, you never did tell us how to disinfect our mail.
Okay. What I did was I bought ultraviolet lights. Ultraviolet C, UVC, and that's what I'm going to use. I bought them a long time ago for this purpose, and I thought, well, you know, I'll have it. And now I've got to put it together. So I just bought a case, believe it or not, of ultraviolet tubes. Nobody wants them. Nobody wants these ultraviolet lights. It's the dumbest thing. So I bought a case of them to make sure that I can build the ultraviolet disinfection. So I'm going to put it in every room, and of course I'm going to expose mail and packages in a box because you can't look at ultraviolet. Ultraviolet light will blind you. So do not look at it. It's like looking at the sun. I'm going to build a box, and every package that comes in is going to be put in there. It's going to be handled with gloves and a respirator or a face mask first, very carefully. It's going to sit in there for probably an hour before it comes in the house. That's the plan.
And after you open it, redo it.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So this thing of, I mean, who doesn't? If you don't do this, please raise your hand. So you get the mail, and we put it on the kitchen table, right? Isn't that what we do, class? Or we put it on the counter? Isn't that what we do? We always do that. Well, we can't do that anymore. And those packages that you bring into your house, you might want to leave them in the sun for a while, okay? You know, if they come from UPS or Federal Express or the U.S. Mail, why don't you leave them on that side of your house or your apartment or your whatever you have out in the sun? Why don't you do that? And then turn it over and get the bottom side of it, too. I think that would be the safe thing to do, because even if your package is okay, it was in the same truck as all the other packages, handled by a whole bunch of people who you don't know and probably don't even like, if you did know them. Those are just some of the thoughts, Dr. Shealy. And one other thing, UV lights, they use ballasts. The driver, if you will, the electronic driver of these fluorescent lights. Well, we killed the fluorescent light business in the United States. We killed it. Our government had so many regulations about it, so we killed it. So the manufacturers who make the ballasts are done. They're gone. The only ballasts you can find are the ones that have already been made. And they're old and used and probably rusted. And the price is going up. And that's because your government allowed this to happen. So your government encouraged you to buy LED lighting from the Chi-Coms, the communist Chinese. And those boats are stuck. And they are probably not coming to a port near you. How about that? Dr. Shealy, thank you so much.
Have a good one.
I'm sorry to dispense such depressing news, but I believe it's real. David, any last thoughts? Do you think this is real, or is this our imagination?
Oh, I definitely think it's real, and I'm worried about the availability of needles down the road.
There you go. Well, get what you need now, class. Watch Jericho. Watch Survivors, the BBC series from the 70s. Watch The Walking Dead. And that's where we are right now. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.